Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
She's on our show. Who? American Woman. Carrie Pomeroli.
Ooh, that rhymes. Nice going.
See what I... What? God, I was kidding. What? Well, folks, we're near the end of our first show of season 16, and it has been chaotic, to say the least. Is it always like this, or did we forget?
No, it's always like
this. It was especially insane today, right?
No, this is about usual. Tech problems.
I'm exhausted.
We're not sure if guests are going to show up.
Exhausted is all I know.
Me
ladies and gentlemen,
wrong commercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedian, actress, author. It's right. It's time for our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent for 47 years. She's been on the Drew Marshall Show. CarriePalm.com. There she is, kids. You can hear her deep breathing in the background. How are you, Carrie?
Drew, I just wanted to just thank you for a moment for advertising. So many years you've advertised me to your quote-unquote fans, and I was counting up all the jobs that I've gotten, all the PR opportunities, and the only thing I can think of is I've been kicked out of several very exclusive clubs, and now I have certain celebrities that won't be my friends. So I
You're welcome.
Think it's better that from now on, don't say my real name. Like,
okay.
Call me Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Like, just don't promote me.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm losing friends.
It's kind of like when you bring up my name on a cruise ship.
Yeah, that's always... And you think that that's, like, the only time that I got... And it's bad to get ostracized on a cruise ship because there's nowhere to go. You still have to run into those people.
How did that... Hold
but
on.
I like the ones better that I get ostracized and then they walk away.
How,
but those were people that I had to sit with at my table.
How did that go again? How did that go? I can't...
The urban legend is that me and my best friend Candace Cameron and Barbara Cameron were sitting together... And we brought up some sort of Canada situation, and there were these normal-looking Christian people, and we brought up your name, and it was like the look of horror. Like it was like, I don't even know if we brought up Charles Manson, if they had smiled less than bringing up Drew Marshall. And then they whispered to each other, and then I think they got their plates and walked away. I'm not sure how it went, but they were not new you.
Basically, I think it was one of those... Candace Cameron Bure, you are super Jesus lady. You should not have anything to do with Drew Marshall. Right?
Well, they did make some sort of comment. It's been so long, and there's been so many times. Like, is he even Christian or something? And, you know, if they kept listening to your show, I don't know where we've landed.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Well, listen, now do you do...
This year,
what?
I want to ask you a question. This year,
yeah.
What is your theme going to be? You know, you always have... I appreciate you take a journey every year. So what is this year going to be about for you on your show?
I was trying to think of something funny, but the reality is, this is actually, don't bring this down. It's supposed to be a fun segment.
Get it out of the way so we can finish it.
I want to make you cry. I'm Barbara Walters right now.
Barbara Walters is amazing.
Tell me,
Drew. It was Brian Linehan that made people cry.
No, Barbara did.
I want to know for real, Drew, because we care. Kind of.
I actually feel like... A natural woman. No, I feel... That's going to be the theme. I just feel more comfortable than I've ever felt in my own skin. And instead of searching and searching and searching, I feel like I'm starting to just land a little bit. I feel like I've landed a little bit. Instead of... Like, I've spent my whole life trying to change, to be less of a jerk. And I actually feel like I'm actually starting to be less of a jerk.
And do you relate
Notice
this to, like, and I hate to be serious on your show, but maybe once a year we can. You and I had a conversation briefly before the show. In real life, we are sort of friends. And I feel like you're more comfortable in your own skin than I've ever seen you. And also, we both talked about how blessed we are to have these jobs. I mean, we could be digging ditches somewhere. I could be preparing food
Teaching.
For people. And I'm really in this... This is my 13th year of comedy, and I've never been so, I guess, really grateful for the jobs that I get. And I want to just acknowledge that both of us get to do an amazing thing and get paid for it. And
true story. True story. Yep, gratefulness has become a big thing for me. Tim, you want to interrupt my moment?
Instead of looking, you're listening.
Instead of what?
Instead of looking, you're listening.
Instead of what?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, see, Carrie likes me.
I got it.
Yeah, took me a little while too, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie, you travel a lot.
Oh,
what is your What is your relationship like with customs and with security guards and stuff like that?
Okay. So I have this new thing. I'll make this quick. They have TSA and the security people, and then they have pre-check, and now they've upped it a level, and there's a thing called clear. Have you guys heard about clear?
Is that where you go to the Scientology meeting first before clearing customs?
But no, it's a real thing, and I'm up on the highest level, and I actually put heroin in my bag, and they did not catch me. It's so crazy. I had the biggest water bottle, and I forgot all about it, and I went right through customs with my heroin and my water, and they didn't check me. So I think that our security's getting a little lax. Like, I don't think they care much anymore.
Clear.
I think they just want to take your shit up.
Let me just, for those Americans that listen to our show and don't understand sarcasm, Carrie did not actually put heroin in her suitcase, okay?
It was in the water bottle.
It was cannabis.
Hey, listen, now, we can't even get into your country. Yeah. If we invest in marijuana stocks, we're not allowed into your country anymore.
Do you guys think it's weird that my 79-year-old father is using cannabis as a health remedy, who's never done drugs in his life? I don't know how I feel about it. This isn't even a joke. It's real. And he asked me to get him some, quote, good stuff from California and smuggle it to Georgia. Like, this is really my life, you guys.
But this is the black calling the kettle pot.
Well, I do not do drugs because I'm a control freak, and I don't want my personality altered because it's dang good. So I am not a fan of anything that would mess with this, boys. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, sometimes people say that it's a cure for insomnia.
Well, I know what the cure for insomnia is.
What?
It's Downton Abbey. It's watching Downton Abbey at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm still on season one. Matthew's still alive. And it puts me right to sleep, you guys. Have you tried it?
Dude, I totally fell in love with Downton Abbey. I hate admitting it.
Oh my God, you're like, now you're going to tell me you like kale and LaCroix soda, and you're one of those people, and we'll lose our friendship.
Actually.
But I do have a Hollywood announcement to make, Drew.
You do?
I signed my contract today.
No, they actually showed up with the contract.
Yeah, I know, that's a whole lot. I can tell your fans now that I will officially be writing a movie for the Hallmark Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Pomeroli.
Good job, you guys. I'm so excited.
Wow, what is the, can you tell us anything about it?
Yeah, it's not like other Hallmark movies at all. It's about a girl who looks like Candace Cameron, who's like a big city architect, but she has to go home to her bed and breakfast because they're going to close because of a snowstorm, and she runs into her high school boyfriend, who plays the guitar and wears a flannel shirt, but it's not like other Hallmark movies. It's totally edgy. Like, there's a fire and there's a barn, but I can't tell you the ending.
No.
But Joey Lawrence is in it. But I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just letting you know it's going to be hot.
In the shirt pocket of the flannel shirt, is there any heroin in that pocket?
Do you think I should write in heroin into my heart? But I call on your show with these Hollywood reports. I had a celebrity sighting. Now, if you remember a few years ago, I was at Cedars-Sinai Hospital because they make the best bagels and lox. And I saw Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
And then I hate to admit that I was at Cedars-Sinai Hospital again last week, but I was. And I saw Janice Dickinson at Cedar Heights. So I have a real celebrity sighting for you guys.
Wow. I honestly thought she was dead.
Well, she looked like they were putting her back together, but she...
You accidentally went into the morgue instead of the cafe?
You want to know how sad my life is? When I saw her, all I could think was, I can't wait to tell Drew, because I wanted to have, like, a real legit...
that is a sad life, woman.
So this segment is pretty freaking good, because I have a job and a celebrity sighting.
Yes.
Like, crushing it, season 16, baby.
Speaking of crushing it... Has anybody fallen in love with Bob Smiley, your single, pathetic friend?
I was going to say the word. I can't say it on your show. It rhymes with Wastard. But anyways, I'm so angry at him because we were doing our Singles Before Letter tour, and he found this girl. I think it was at an orphanage. I don't know, whatever. She's from another country. And they're engaged. And they're not just engaged. I'm sorry. Do you know those couples that have to post every kiss on Instagram, and then they edit it with hearts, and then they do like calendar, like we've been together 6 months and 3 days. I was like, I have shoes older than that. Like, you don't even know this woman. I love her. She's adorable. She doesn't know what she's getting into. And I don't know how Bob gets these hot chicks, but he's engaged to like this hot chick. And now we're going to have to start lying on our single store because I'm not giving up the money. Wow. But he's engaged to be married, and I'm engaged to Netflix. How is that fair?
No, it's very it's uncalled for. It's unjustified. It's unright. I'm telling you.
Do you think Netflix is a good marital partner? I mean, like, I can do whatever I want. He has variety in my life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, there's choices. Yep. I can have a romantic Netflix lets me be in control because I hold the remote. So
you can download
happy.
Them and watch them later.
Yeah.
Well, I just watched Downton Abbey over and over the same episode. So
on a loop.
Spoilers.
I would like to know how much you weigh.
Oh, Drew, you don't ask a lady that question.
It's not a lady. It's Carrie Pomeroy.
Why are you asking me? Because the doctor asked me that? Did I tell you to ask me that? So angry. I got asked it at the doctor's office, and I was like, you understand. I can't write it down. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm a name it and claim it Christian, and my spirit woman weighs 104.
So, did you see my spirit?
I went to get my driver's license renewed. Have you guys ever gone to get your driver's license renewed, and they hand you back that card with your quote unquote weight from like 8 years on it, and you just look at that like that's some kind of a goal, and then I'm like, yeah, keep it. Like we should totally write that.
Oh my
that's
goodness.
A good goal. And then lightning strikes because it's fraud. So I'm not telling you, but my spirit woman weighs 104.
My spirit,
and that's my goal weight.
Your Proverbs 32 woman weighs.
Yes, thank you for remembering. Thanks for the plug. It's gotten me so much work.
Thank you. Thank
you. Appreciate it.
Listen, you know I care about you, right? You know it's real.
I know.
Okay.
It is real. You call me once a year when we're not on the radio. It's very special.
You stop it.
I follow her on Facebook. I love watching all the stuff she's
doing. Oh, yeah, we're friends. Me and him, we have a whole different relationship. Yep. Not even about you.
Yep. I love watching her two kids and all the stuff they're doing. It's very cool.
They're a freaking hot mess.
They are. They are very cool kids.
Your kids are cool?
But,
well, at least someone is. That's good.
Well, the little one got, you know, she keeps going into the boys' bathroom, and then they're like, why do you do that? And she's like, because we shop at Target, and Mommy says I can.
So. Oh, man. You watch one too many Keeping Up with the Kardashians. All right, listen.
Well, Luce, yes. But yes, dear, what do you want to know?
Nothing. I don't want to know anything else. I just want to say that I care about you. I do want to seriously let our listeners know. Seriously, we jest. Stop calling me Shirley. CarriePalm.com is the website, and she is. I watched her kill at this big women's event at Kennedy Road Tabernacle in Brampton, and I still have women telling me they had the best night. They laughed so hard that their Depends broke wide open.
Yeah, and that's a sign of a good event.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, I meant Spanx. I got the wrong thing.
I want to come to Canada so I can check on you, Drew. I want to come to Canada and see how you're doing for real.
Do you remember?
We haven't seen each other.
Do you remember? Was it you?
Yeah, she came here.
No, but remember when I did?
It was the elevator story.
I was talking with my arms at a breakfast place, and I knocked a full glass of orange juice off of it. Was that with you, Carrie?
Oh, that was our first meeting.
Yeah,
and then I got stuck in the elevator on my second time. And then my favorite memory is when I had to do comedy on a chair. Remember,
yeah,
Joe?
There was no stage at this event.
There was no stage. I thought you were there. There was no stage, and I stood on a chair like a stripper, mind you. And did my entire act on a freaking chair.
Yep.
Like dollar bills, bring it.
I was waiting for you to pull the chain and the water to come down on you, you know. All right, Carrie Pomeroy, she's a blast. She's a blast. See
you,
kid. Bye-bye. Bye,
okay,
Carrie.
Bye. Happy Sweet 16.
Thank you, Puddin'. Oh, yeah, Sweet 16.